T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a good morning indeed. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome in. The Rob Brown Radio Program is right here and live on the Fan Upstate. How do you do, Upstate South Carolina? Hello, America. What's up, world? Great to be with y'all one more time again here on a lovely, lovely Tuesday a.m. Hope you had a tremendous start to your week. You did, unless you are a Lakers fan, or perhaps more painfully, a 76ers fan. My goodness gracious. Choked so bad they needed the Heimlich last night. We're going to be talking a lot of basketball on the radio show today because it was, I don't know, Lonzo, I don't want to say good last night, but certainly entertaining, even if for all the worst reasons.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, but same results as the weekend, though.
Same results as the weekend.
Yep.
All the higher seeds got the dubs.
Just a little more exciting at the end.
Cleveland got the dub. Denver got the dub. And the Knickerbockers got the dub. All the higher seeds as we are chalking our way through. I will say this, because we're going to get into the results of all of us. LeBron James is a dude. Great one. Like, he's just a dude. There was...
Well, you know, Rob, Michael Jordan would have won that game.
If he wouldn't have missed that three-pointer at the end of the game. Michael wouldn't have missed that three-pointer.
Michael would have hit it and shrugged. That's what he would have done.
I mean, maybe. Maybe.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Basketball. What? What a game for the Nuggets, man. Jamal Murray through the first three quarters was 3 of 16. Ended the game not much better than that, but knocked down the buzzer beater mid-range jumper to kill off the clock and get the dub for Denver last night. It was good, man. Also, how do you feel about the jerseys Denver wore last night? Did you see them? Have you seen them? The alternates? With the 5280 across the bottom.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's one of the, like, those are those jerseys that they're super dope if you're from Denver.
Do they stand out next to the Lakers uniform? No. No, they don't.
I mean, nothing does. They're bright ass yellow.
Well, that's true.
The only thing that stands out next to a Lakers uni is the sun.
If you're going to make a fashion statement, next to the Lakers, it needs to be a little something flashy.
By the way, I know we're kind of talking about this. The highlights are on in the studio here. Your boy Austin Reeves got absolutely Jokic'd on that pick that caused the LeBron breakaway. I mean, it's a sacrifice I'm sure he was willing to make. But A. Reeves tried to run through the chest of Nikola Jokic, and it did not work. Not even a little. Denver with a win last night. The 76ers had a 5-point lead with 45 seconds left to play and the ball. And instead of putting the thing away, they watched Jalen Brunson hit a three, Tyrese Maxey turn over the inbound pass, Dante DiVincenzo miss a three, but then the rebound gets collected by the Knicks, kicked back out to Dante DiVincenzo, who then drills the go-ahead three, and 14 seconds later, the team that was so dead they had dirt on top of them comes back and wins that game. Here's the interesting part, and I'm quite excited about seeing how this plays out. The 76ers, including Joel Embiid, who in his post-game presser said it was unacceptable. The 76ers are sending a full write-up and report to the NBA because they are swearing that after the Jalen Brunson trade, that everybody on the floor was trying to call the timeout. Remember, the NBA, you call the timeout, the ball advances up to half court. Instead, they did not get the timeout. Maxey inbounds under the basket. It gets turned over. DiVincenzo gets not one but two looks at the basket, drills the second three. The Knicks take the lead, and they don't give it back.
And then the NBA sends a letter going, our bad. They're not going to change anything. So,
probably.
I mean, what does it do?
Are they going to
change the score of the game? They're not.
When I was a youth, I've told you guys in the past, Rob Brown was very close to becoming a high school teacher / coach many moons ago.
When did LeBron join the Coast Guard?
I kind of don't hate the jacket.
He looks like he's going whaling or something.
Whaling.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What do you do with a missed three-pointer? What do you do with a missed three-pointer?
I get that.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
Why is that a thing I decided to do publicly?
It's pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
I get that he's balding, but the Knick cap, you're in L.A., right?
What do you do with a missed three-pointer? Lose the bleeping game. I'm so sorry to all of you that I did that. That was bad.
It's 6:06, all three of you.
All six. It is very early. So what was I about to say? I was about to be very poignant and
I interrupted with the
LeBron. It was worth it. It was worth it. LeBron absolutely looks like he stands on the edge of a dock and yells at fish.
Yeah, I mean, what? Okay.
The white whale is beating Denver. Oh, this is good. I like this. We're on to something here. Denver is LeBron's white whale. That is 10 consecutive L's to Nikola Jokic for Braun in the Lake Show. 10. Double digits. 10 games. That's why LeBron was dressed like that last night.
It makes sense. It really does.
LeBron came out dressed like NBA Captain Ahab to scream at the white whale that is Nikola Jokic. Holy crap, the white whale is a great nickname for Nikola Jokic now. That's it.
It'd be better if he wasn't so svelte, but yeah.
Svelte!
Yeah, I'm Jokic.
Svelte!
Yeah, he is.
My dude is built like he just got done playing pickup at the Y.
That's what I mean. He's not fat. When you say white whale, I think it's going to be...
He ain't fat, but he ain't built. Nikola Jokic looks like, if you went down to the gym and Nikola Jokic was in there, you'd be like, that guy's tall, but like checks out that he's here.
He could outlift you probably.
I'm not saying he couldn't. I'm saying he does not look like it. There ain't a physique on Nick. There's not. And I love him for it, by the way.
You know what he should look like? If you're going to nickname him the White Whale, he should look like what Gunther used to look like.
He kind of does look like what Gunther used to look like.
No, he doesn't. He looks like what he looks like now.
No, you're thinking of Walter, that other guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You're thinking
all right. Walter.
Walter was a bigger guy.
I should have said Walter, though. Yeah. My bad.
Gunther, friend of the show, Gunther. And Nick, they actually shockingly do look a little bit alike, if we're being honest. Just a little bit.
In your mind's eye, yes.
That's all that matters to me.
Except for one of them has more of a killer mentality.
What do you do with a missed three-pointer? Lose the bleeping game. Sea shanties, everybody. That's what we've devolved to here on the show. So the 76ers, that's what it was. Back to it. The 76ers swore up and down that they called a timeout. When I was many moons ago, en route to becoming a high school teacher and high school basketball coach, because that's, for whatever reason, what I decided I was going to do. I was at a game. My old head coach, Mark Tisa, was the guy that I did my practicum, which is where they send you to a school and let all the teachers that work there try to talk you out of becoming a teacher. And so while I was doing that, Mark Tisa, my old basketball coach, was like, hey, man, like, why don't you come sit on the bench for a game, right? Like, come watch what it looks like. I had played basketball. I had coached little league, like youth ball. But he's like, why don't you come sit on the bench for a game, kind of see how it works from our perspective during a game. I'm like, great. So I sat for three or four games. Last game, he let me coach a little bit. It was kind of great. And in like the second or third game, there was a very clear missed foul on one of Tease's players. And, you know, it's high school ball. Turns out, instant replay not available at the Florida High School Athletic Association Class 5A level.
I was going to say, I don't know about now, though. I mean, you never know now.
I'd be good with it. So high school.
You've seen the rig that Burns has on the sideline for their stuff.
Yeah, they got some good stuff.
Yeah, so.
The video cameras that are up in the press box now are connected to a dish that beams them down, and they have like high screen TVs on the sideline. Our coach had a whiteboard where he's like, all right, here's the, and we're going to run that route and then back high. And you're like, what is that? Are you drunk right now, coach? These guys have high speed telestrators on the sideline. It's unbelievable.
These kids today, they couldn't have survived.
You don't know
20 years
how good
ago.
You got it. I bet you don't even know what two-a-days are, you little scrubs. All right, anyway. Missed call, no replay. Tisa went out there knowing they're obviously not going to turn the call over. But Tisa went out there and he got a tee and he got the boot from the game. And so after the game's over, he dresses down the team. Everybody leaves. I'm hanging out. I'm like, Coach, why would you do that in a close game? Why would you get yourself tossed in that spot? Like, you know they're not going to change the call. And he goes, there are two reasons you do that. Number one is to give your team something to latch onto, right? Like, coach is out there fighting for us. We got to fight for him. He goes, sometimes it works, sometimes he doesn't. The more important thing is it's the easiest way to draw attention to that officiating crew. He goes, anytime a coach gets bumped like that, they have to do a write-up to the FHSAA, which puts their performance, because the FHSAA will go back and they'll watch the tape of that game. We will send them a tape, and they will go back and watch the tape of that game. And so now I know that the folks who run the FHSAA's officiating department have eyeballs on this terrible performance, and it was because I got bounced. Otherwise, they'd never see it. I kind of feel like this is the NBA version of that. You know they're not overturning it in real time. You know they're not overturning it in that game. You know there's nothing that can be done that night, but much like Tony Brothers had to make the Pelicans Thunder game one all about himself, you have now put what happened on the forefront. It is now the moment of attention. When you got Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid and all these guys that are out there going, bro, we were trying to call a timeout that we very much had, and we got ignored. Nick Nurse said he made eye contact with an official while putting the tee up, and he got flat out ignored. That's a
you
pretty
know,
direct
you
claim.
You know, I'm not looking at you, and I still saw you do the timeout thing.
Yeah,
So you got to really try to not see it. And I realize there's a bunch of things going on, but part of their job is to look to the sidelines, especially in situations like this where you know a timeout's probably going to be called, and recognize that they're calling one. I mean, but in the end, all they're going to get is a sorry.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Again, they're not going to change the outcome of the game. They're not going to do anything. In fact, there you go. There's Nick Nurse on the sideline calling for the TO right there. I mean, it's on tape. Like, he was.
Yeah, there's showing the player, too.
Yeah.
Doing it. Yeah.
Nick Nurse was calling for a timeout. Joel Embiid was calling for a timeout. Pretty much everybody except Tyrese Maxey was calling for a TO. They didn't get it. And then Dante DiVincenzo steps up and hits the absolute dagger. Nurse got after the refs afterwards. It doesn't matter, but I think what you're doing here, if you're Nick Nurse, since you can't wake up, grab the mic, and go, hey, yo, them refs, this is the best you can do. You can eat, $75,000 fine or whatever it is, or you can go, yo, I was calling for it. Joel was calling for it. Everybody, except, and by the way, it's not on Tyrese Maxey to call that timeout, because here's the thing. Maxey on the inbound has 5 seconds to get the ball in play. He's got to get the ball in play. So if he's the one with the ball on the sideline, he has got to be treating the ball as if there's not a timeout coming. Because if, for whatever reason, and again, this comes back to communication on the floor, if that is a spot where Nick Nurse saw something, right? He sees that over the course of the game, the Knicks are falling off during post-basket inbounds, and he decides, you know what, our best chance actually is to get the ball in quick and let them foul us or whatever the case might be. He's got to treat that as if it's a live ball in case Nick Nurse has decided not to call the timeout, because the last thing you want is for him to be standing on the sideline waiting for a timeout that's not coming, and you end up with a 5-second inbounds violation, and that's it. So I don't think this is about getting the result of the game overturned. I think this was more about putting that on the radar of the NBA about this crew, because there's a good chance you're drawing this crew again at some point in the playoffs.
See, that's what I was going to ask, because I couldn't remember if a crew draws for an entire series. I'm guessing they do, right?
That's a great question. I actually do not know the answer to that. Great one.
Because if they don't, well, then hopefully what the NBA will do is not assign that crew again. And I don't think a crew has ever been suspended in the middle of a series if, in fact, they have to if they're four series at a time.
That's a great question. I'm going to see if we can do the research to find out. I don't think that is the case. I don't know. I don't think, but I don't know. I believe it is treated the same way as regular season games. They're rotating crews, multiple crews that rotate around. I'll let you know, because if tonight, when the Pellies and the Thunder go game two in OKC, if I see Tony Brothers step out on the court again, you'll know, because you'll hear my head exploding from your house. Anyway, we'll talk more NBA as the show progresses. We also got to talk Atlanta Bravos, because last night the Braves hosted the Marlins. It was one of those games where if you want to convince everybody that you are indeed the favorites out of the National League, even without Spence Strider, you got to win games like last night. And
did you know that there's an NBAofficial.com where you can find out referee assignments?
Bet the under on every Tony Brothers game, because he makes it all about Tony Brothers. It aggravates the hell out of me.
Referee assignments are posted approximately 9 a.m. each game day.
Okay.
So you will know today at 9.
We will know in the final hour of this show whether I am going to be having elevated blood pressure this evening or not. The answer's already yes, but just how elevated. Travis Darnot is very good at baseball. We're going to talk about that. We got to get to some college football, college basketball, and, of course, a ton of NFL draft talk as we are just a couple of days away. The Rob Brown Show continues right here on the Fan Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, the Facebook stream is up, and if you want to know why you should join, the last comment that got made by our guy Nolan was, and I quote, "I love single moms personally." Yep. We are having a day today, ladies and gentlemen. Join us, won't you? What a day. Live streams up, facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate. The Fan Upstate or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube and The Rob Brown Show on Twitch, if you prefer that delivery system of choice. I did not last night stay up all the way until the end of the Lakers game because it was very, very late and I was very, very tired.
It's not easy being you. It's exhausting. Sometimes you just need some rest, Rob.
It's true. It's damn true. That is in large part because I was at the well. Greenville Swamp Rabbits get a dub last night, 4-2 in a second playoff game that was heart rate increasingly close.
See, that's the thing. Your adrenaline was at a high level. Then once it dropped
four
out.
4 hours.
And once it dropped out, that's it. You're done.
Yeah, listen, I walked into that building with the heart rate elevated because it's the playoffs. Let's be real. Coming back down 2-0 in the playoffs, especially in a 2-3-2 format, it's incredibly difficult. That's why I hate a 2-3-2 format. I actually think it is better for the road team, even though a game 6 and 7 would be at the house. If you steal one of the first two, you got a chance to put that thing away at home. You just got to steal one, and you got a chance to put that thing away at home early. I'm not a huge fan of it. But with that being said, it was a very, let's call it, tense night in the well last night. As one employee of the team told me, I could make a diamond right now, if you understand that expression.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was tense up in the well.
I don't know. That might make me feel uncomfortable with someone. I'm glad you guys are.
So you know what that phrase
you
means.
You guys are tight like that.
It was intense in the well, got to the house, and I want you to know, I got home, I changed into the pajama pants, all right? I sat down in the bro cave, I flipped on the television, because I was going to watch the end of the Canes-Islanders game, which, by the freaking way, What a stressor that one was.
I can't say how much I
hate that clip.
Yeah.
Would you say it's as much as I hate good morning?
No, it's because it's such a tease. You're blowing in everyone's ear, but you don't feel it.
And now you all know what turns Lonzo on. So I don't think that's a sentence I ever thought I'd say. I'm mildly uncomfortable. So I went home last night.
He's not. He's not at all.
I went home last night with every intention of I was going to do it. I was going to stay up late. I figured that game was going to end around 12:15. I'm like, eh, screw it. Why not? I'm already pumped. I'm already jacked up. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. The tension in the well was up for like 4 hours last night. And I fell asleep. And wouldn't you know it, I fell asleep during the second best game of the playoffs so far. The best game of the playoffs so far. Lakers-Nuggets last night. It's either Lakers-Nuggets or Pelicans-Thunder, the top two games in the playoffs so far.
Here's the thing. You know, again, like what we said last time, 10 years ago, Lakers put that thing away. Up by 20. Let them come back. If I'm the rest of the NBA, I'm looking at that going, okay, Denver is beatable. If you know how to finish.
Kind of agree. Like, obviously, they're not the Lakers of, hell, even the 2020 COVID season that won the bubble championship. It's not that team. But they're still good. D'Angelo Russell's a dude. Austin Reeves a dude. LeBron's still LeBron, and he showed everybody up in that B that he's still LeBron. You know,
last night. I checked, the Lakers had to win a play-in to get in to the thing. I'm just saying it's a one seed versus an eight seed, right?
Yeah, but don't you put a little? No, it's a 2-7. But
is it 2-7? My
enough.
Bad.
It's the thought for me is, though, and we talked about this last week. The parity in the NBA is as good as it's ever been, or at least good as it's been in the modern era. The parity is that good, and I'm looking at this going. There's a lot of years where this Lakers team's a six seed or a five seed. They're not fighting in as a play-in team. I look at New Orleans as the eight seed. I look at Phoenix as the six seed. Dallas is the five. Clippers is the four. Let's draw this back up. You are 100% correct. Great one. This Nuggets team right now does not appear to have the same intensity level and the same whatever it was that they had last year that drove them to a title. They are still very, very good. And most importantly, and I think what is what won them a title last year, and if they repeat, what will win them the title this year, they ain't worried about pressure. They handle pressure. They, last night, 85% of NBA teams lose to the Lakers last night. Like 26 teams, 25 other teams lose to the Lakers last night. And on top of that, if LeBron hits that three, the Nuggets lose to the Lakers last night. He had a wide open look at it. Wide open look.
Not known as, you know, the three-point guy. He will hit them, but
not his. It's not his shot, but it not is his shot either, right? It's just like it's in the repertoire, but it's not his go-to.
You see him
that
in that position.
That should have been D'Angelo. Should have been D.
You see him in that position, or you see Steph Curry in that position.
Yep.
Your confidence level is totally different.
Correct. I agree entirely. Had to have it. LeBron stepped up. There, now, in fairness, not a lot of guys whose hands I want the ball in a one shot to make and 10 shots to make it to win against the reigning defending undisputed NBA champion Denver Nuggets. Not many guys I want the ball in their hands more than LeBron James, even at 39 years of age. You are correct. They are not the same team. You are correct. They don't have the same thing, whatever that thing is, that grit that they had last year. They are still very, very good, A. And B, I absolutely do think that the parity from really 1-8, because, and I would even say 1-10, because I would make the argument that Sacramento and who's the other team that got bounced? Golden State. I would say 1-10. I might exempt Golden State from this list because I do think the dynasty died the night the Lakers bounced them. Not the Lakers. Sacramento bounced them. I think that dynasty ate it. I think from OKC and Denver 1-2 all the way down to LAL and NOLA at 7-8. Lonzo, I think anybody can beat anybody. I think the cream will rise to the top here overall. But I think 1-8, any given night, anybody can beat anybody. And that's why I said with a healthy Zion, I think the 8-seed Pelicans are honestly my favorites in that series. At least they could win the game. I think if I lined up Denver and Los Angeles, I think at the most Denver's won in 7 games. That's why I've said, like, LA to win one game was a very comfortable bet for me. I probably could have been talked into LA to win 2. I wouldn't be shocked. Would you be shocked if the Lakers win both games at home?
No, because they've had the lead, and they know they can beat this team. Yep. If they can somehow find some youth or some other guys can step up at the end of the game.
Yep. I would not be shocked if this series is tied at 2 apiece after the 2 games at CryptBro.com Arena. Because it showed it last night. I don't know what to tell you. He's still LeBron. He's 39. He's a little aged, but he's still LeBron. That
really bothers some people.
I don't know why.
I mean, he's okay.
For the record, he's LeBron is not the same as he's better than Mike. It's just he's LeBron. He is one of the 3 best of all time. And you don't have to like his tantrums, Keegan. You don't have to like his attitude or his politics or whatever. He is one of the best 3 basketball players of all time. And as a texter said early in the week, as long as you got AD and you got LeBron, you got a shot. Don't be shocked if the Lakers end up bringing this thing back to 2-0. We'll talk more NBA playoffs later in the show. We got to talk draft coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Off State.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Update. Robin Lonzo on a Tuesday AM. We're going to be talking a lot of draft, but moves away from the draft beginning. Zach Wilson sent from the New York Football Jets out to Denver, Colorado yesterday.
Wait, what?
I know. What a move. What a move for Sean and the gang. There's your answer, guys. Denver's going to be... I don't know, Lonzo, pick an adjective. What's the Denver Broncos going to be next year?
Do you have that suck?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got ready.
Here it is. Direct quote from Sean Payton at the end of next season.
Although in this case, it is a specific suck. But, you know, that's fine. Also, what does that say to the guy who just went to Pittsburgh? We think Zach Wilson is better than you.
I
take that, Russ.
By the way, if you are keeping track in the Rob Brown Show Home Edition, If you want to go all the way back to 2021, there were five quarterbacks selected in the first round of the 2021 National Football League draft. Five quarterbacks were selected in the first round. One of them is still on the team that drafted them. Zach Wilson, drafted by the Jets, he is not there anymore. Trey Lance, drafted by the 49ers, he is not there anymore. Justin Fields, drafted by the Bears, he is not there anymore. Mac Jones, drafted by the Patriots, he is not there anymore. The only guy still with the team that drafted them from the 2021 draft, y'all, that is 3 years ago. We're not talking about a decade down the road. We are talking about 3 years ago. The only guy still on the team that drafted them, Lonzo, is?
That would be Trevor Lawrence. And you know what? We're coming up on the draft this Thursday, and you're going to see a quarterback class worse than this one.
Oh, no.
Yes. Worse than this one.
No.
Yes.
No. No, no, no.
All either traded or no longer in football.
No.
This draft class of quarterbacks are not impressive at all.
I fully accept, I don't endorse, I fully accept your belief that this quarterback class is being too highly touted. I fully accept that. Your belief that this team is, or that this draft class of quarterbacks is not filled with the generational talent
by the way,
that's being talked about?
It has to be touted because they want people to watch. I mean, for sure. And for some reason, you know, this great receiver is not going to push people to watch the draft because everything's so quarterback centric. You've got that. But still, there's not that one player, except for, in my opinion, Marvin Harrison Jr., that stands out in this draft. I mean, it's a good draft for certain player groups, but it's not for quarterbacks.
I think there are multiple exceptional wide receivers in this draft. Multiple exceptional wide receivers. I think, and this is not sexy, I don't disagree, it's not like somebody blowing in your ear as a tease, okay? But the offensive line class is very sexy this year if you're a guy who, you know, gets turned on by offensive linemen.
Hey, Jason Kelce was up for, you know, sexiest man alive. So that don't even work anymore.
For the record, fat people, bearded guys.
Yes, there you go.
We are sexy.
It's what's in right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Says all the fat bearded guys across the world.
Ladies, why was fat bearded guys not the accepted body type in like 2024 when I was at my peak? What happened? Why did it take y'all so long to come around that fat bearded homebodies are the way to go? Anyway, I will accept that the quarterback class is too highly touted. I don't accept that it's bad. There's not much about Caleb Williams' game that I don't think is good. Maybe not great. Maybe not outstanding. In fact, yesterday, I got the invite. Joey B said we're built for comfort, not speed.
Very, very pillow-like. Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say that might be the official slogan of the Rob Brown Show moving forward. That's good. I think that I was on yesterday a Odyssey podcast in Chicago. One of the guys up at 670 The Score asked me to come on their pod and talk draft. And so I did. And the Chicago people are all convinced Caleb Williams is, you know, the second coming. This guy is just, he's just going to be untouchable.
Weren't they convinced Justin Fields was that? And probably whoever the quarterback was before that. And who
Jay Cutler. Yeah. It was Jay Cutler.
I was working my way back to Jay Cutler.
Smoking Jay Cutler. So they're just convinced that Caleb Williams is inarguably the second coming and is going to change everything about Chicago football. And I will say, I said this to the great one last week. It caused one of the seven fights that we had last week. If you ask me right now to pick one to run my football program for the next X years, Caleb Williams or Justin Fields, I'm going to go Caleb Williams. Because I think we know, scratch that, I don't know that we know what the ceiling is for Justin Fields. But I do think we know that the guy's had a couple of years to shine now, and a great quarterback is going to shine even if the team's bad. And there were very few moments where that happened. Caleb Williams is an unknown variable.
Well, Chicago is the problem, I think.
I agree with that entirely.
Justin Fields has gone to a team, and when he eventually takes over the starting position, it's a team built the way he likes to play.
I do not disagree that Chicago's the problem. What I am going to say, great one, is even on a bad team, great quarterback shine. Even if the team sucks, great quarterback
somewhere
shine.
Somewhere Mario flipped his hair. I was like, what?
Oh, hating ass Mario. Even on a great team or even on a crap team, a great quarterback shines. And to me, Justin Fields never hit those marks where you could look and go, that's a great quarterback on a crap team.
You don't have to be a great quarterback to win in the league. I mean, you don't. And I think he's at least a good quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah. There's only a handful of great quarterbacks in the NFL.
I agree with that, too. But what I'm saying is, if you're asking me, do I want a good quarterback whose ceiling we don't know but has yet to show flashes of great, or do I want a quarterback who was, let's say, real good in college? I won't say great. Let's say real good in college, who is built the way you want a quarterback to be built, who is an unknown variable. I will roll the dice. This is a gamble for me. I said this on the pod yesterday. For me, you are taking a gamble. Whose ceiling do you believe is higher? And the difference between Justin Fields and Caleb Williams, aside from size, the difference is Justin Fields has been in the league 3 years, and the number of games where he has truly shined is countable on two hands over 3 years, maybe one hand over 3 years. You're rolling the dice. That's not, I am not down with the draft experts whose pants get tighter when they talk about Caleb Williams. I'm not there yet. I'm not at that spot. I think he's good. I think he's got phenomenal improvisational talent. I did yesterday, Zoe, so that you know.
You missed another opportunity, man, because that cut would have worked perfect. Yeah, I mean, you know.
That is a live quote from Mel Kiper Jr. about Caleb Williams. I want you to know, Zoe, because I just in case, like, we're having a good morning, but I know we've had some strife. I know we've had some headbutting lately. So I want to, yesterday, a guy in Chicago on purpose and intentionally said that Caleb Williams has the improvisational talent of Patrick Mahomes. And I want you to know that I shut that down in real time. In real time. Because I ain't there yet. That's not to say he can't. It's not to say he won't. There's not to say there'll never be a time that he won't. But he ain't there yet, dog. He ain't there yet. So, I accept that this QB class is too hyped. Because I certainly don't yet see Drake May as the generational QB. I think Lonzo and I have both made it very clear how we feel about J.J. McCarthy. That's a joke to me. I said it yesterday, again, on the air in Chicago. I was like, look, you know what I think this J.J. McCarthy stuff is? Did you notice, Zoe, that he was hanging around pick 16, 17, and then all of a sudden, pick four, he could be pick four. You know what that is to me? That is a league-wide smokescreen. That is everybody recognizing we can pretend like we would draft J.J. McCarthy, and because everybody else is doing it, It's a free hide our actual intentions ability. My guy is going to get the Brady Quinn treatment on draft night if he goes.
I hope not. I mean, I don't want to see that. Well, okay, I kind of hope so. But I'm surprised our Michigan texter hasn't jumped in there yet, or Michigan texters, because there are several around here going, yeah, but Tom Brady had the same kind of thing, and he got drafted in the later round, and look what happened for
look,
him.
Let's be straight up. It's the NFL draft.
Also, defend your school, defend your guy. That's fine, but I do believe what you said. It's a smokescreen. No way. No. I mean, if you take a chance on that guy, it seems like much desperation.
Let's make sure that we all have the right mentality about this. It is a crapshoot. Okay? There are going to be guys that get drafted in the 6th and 7th round who are going to go on to be Hall of Famers, and there are going to be guys who get drafted in the 1st round who are going to be out of the league in 3 years. That's how it works. You do everything that you can to get your grades, to get your evaluations, to line up your board, to make sure your war room is all on the same page. You do everything that you can do to give yourself the best chance to find the HOFer and not find the 3 years and done guy. But at the end of the day, it is a crapshoot. You do not know who you're going to end up with, no matter how much research you do. And there is a chance. I think it is an outside chance. I think it is a desperation heave. But there's a chance that J.J. McCarthy ends up being the best quarterback in this draft. There's also a chance that Sydney Sweeney calls me tomorrow and asks me on a date. And they're about equal.
Wow, you've decided to go younger.
She's a pretty girl.
She is.
She's a pretty girl.
So she has replaced someone else for you. That's kind of that stood out there.
I don't know. Megan Fox showed up on my screen again the other day.
Yeah, she's trending quite a bit because she's changed her look and now she's single again, apparently.
Well, I mean, she had her bad boy phase with what's his name?
Machine Gun Kelly, yeah. I believe. Drinking blood and stuff.
And then Eminem destroyed him as a person, and he lost Megan Fox because of it. Attaboy, Kelly.
You think that's the reason? Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on now. People are not that superficial. You're going to hurt your head turning it that quick.
So, I am going to go with, I accept, Great One, your take that the draft class is overhyped. I do not accept your take that there's not a great quarterback in this class. I think I've made it clear.
And we'll see. I mean, there's no, we could know right away, but chances are we're not going to know for a couple of years.
This is how I feel about it. It's playing the lottery, man. Like, there are people who play the lottery every day and they believe their number's coming up. And then there are people who go, why are you wasting money on the lottery? You can't win. The odds are so astronomical, you can't win. And yet, once a week, somebody's on TV claiming a $100 million prize. It happens all the time. Happens all the time. That's kind of where I'm at with honestly, J.J. McCarthy. That's kind of where I'm at with all these guys. Here's the one guy that I will say I don't think is going to be able to get it. Zach Wilson, where we started this whole conversation. Zach Wilson goes to Denver. He's going to link up with Sean Payton. If there is a guy that can get him to develop to the next level, it is Sean Payton. But I have made my feelings on Sean Payton quite clear. Thanks for the Lombardi. Drew Brees won that for you. You didn't win it. Sean Payton's offense has never been as innovative as everybody's made out it to be. He had Drew Brees.
Have you always been anti-management?
If Andy Reid had Drew Brees would have 5 Lombardis.
Probably.
But I believe that.
Have you always been anti-management? Because I think there's some underneath thing that you really hate management.
I don't hate management.
It's always the player did it, never the coach. Because it's the same argument with the Patriots.
I think Andy Reid has 50% responsibility for your Super Bowls. I'd say it's as much Andy Reid as it is Patrick Mahomes. But yes, when it comes to those guys, Brady and Breeze won Super Bowls for Hoodie and Sean Payton. Ask me how I know. Brady leaves Belichick, he's fired. Breeze leaves Sean Payton, he leaves. He saw it.
Yeah, the Belichick thing, though, how many years did it take before he was let go? I mean, it's not like he was instantly gone.
Correct. What did they do in those years before he got let go, though? How many more anythings did they win?
About the same as what they did with Brady there.
What?
How many years was Brady
they won
there?
Six Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And under Tom Brady.
When was the last one? And how many years did he play with the Patriots after and not win one?
Dude.
And
they
not
won
even
six Super Bowls.
All right. So you're gonna,
I don't care if that
gonna,
takes you 50
you're
years.
Gonna, you're gonna
there
avoid
are
franchises.
The Falcons have won none. He won six.
Wow. He got that dig in for sure.
Yeah, it's really, that felt good. All right, we got to run to a break. Lonzo is about to do the verbal version of that, like, breathe in your ear thing that he likes so much.
Don't play that thing again. Do not do that.
Sexy sports flash time.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. The Philadelphia 76ers had one of the worst collapses in recent playoff history, losing 104-101 in a game where they held a 5-point lead with less than 46 seconds to play over a 14-second span. Jalen Brunson hit a three. Tyrese Maxey turned over the inbounds, and Dante DiVincenzo, man, I said it really good earlier, got off a second three. Both Maxey and Joel Embiid missed game winners. 76ers coach Nick Nurse said he tried to call a timeout, but it was missed by officials. Philly trails the Knicks 2-0. Back and forth affair that saw multiple clutch buckets from both teams ended with a 101-99 win for Denver over the Lakers last night. Nikola Jokic had 27. Join Wire to Wire this Thursday as Cole Bryson and Diesel broadcast live from Dave & Buster's in Greenville. Come out and hang with the guys as they get you ready for the first round of the NFL playoffs, 3-7 this Thursday. Dave & Buster's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.